But, you know, at the time, college was cheap, so it was easy to do in terms of that.
And did you ever think, I can go to school for 4 years, and that's a long time, and by the end of 4 years, maybe the war will be over?
Oh, sure. Those kinds of thoughts went through my head that maybe I could just kind of wait it out. In 1965, the war wasn't quite what it was later on. And it didn't really start building up until, what, 67? And so then it was really pressing that if you had a deferment, you pretty well kept it. Because there was a distinct chance you were going to get drafted and go somewhere. My brother was drafted in, what, 1966, I think. And he did well enough on tests that he went into missiles and was shipped to Germany. So, you know, there's also the possibility that if I had been drafted, I would have scored high enough on tests, because I'm fairly smart and fairly good at tests, that I might not have been shipped to Vietnam. I really kind of stuck with college as a mechanism of keeping out of the draft more than actually having anything that I was working towards. And so at first I was in like a history major, and then after that I ended up being an English major. And really it was like, okay, what's the easiest route here? I mean, it had nothing to do with any desire to do any particular job in my life or anything. It was just, okay, what's the easiest way to stay in college but still get through it and graduate? And then maybe in like the winter of 1968, I actually dropped out for a quarter. I only had a quarter left. I have no idea why I did it. I was just kind of completely burned out. And I just dropped out and started doing some other things. I guess another thing that I had done in that time frame was in 1968, I had met a friend, Stan Mills. He had heard about this guy named Kirby Hensley, who was giving out minister's licenses. And so we went down to this place in Sacramento and got a minister's license from this guy. So one of the thoughts in my head was that, well, you know, I can at least try, you know, that this is my religion and I'm a minister, and so you shouldn't be able to draft me. And for some reason, even though I probably had already lost my student deferment, I wasn't drafted in that time frame. And then I thought, well, you know, I might as well just go back to college and get it done with. And when I graduated in what, June of 69, you know, I knew I was in limbo.
How soon after that did you receive
I think I
the
was drafted in April of
notice?
1970. So I knew that it didn't really matter whether I was going to refuse induction or not. The future was already set. The future was something other than going on with a career or doing something else. The future at that point was, okay, you're drafted and you go in the army, or you're drafted and you go in prison, or you go off to Canada.
You couldn't continue school?
No, once you got your degree, at that point, they no longer allowed graduate deferrals, unless you were in some very specialized field that was aimed at national security. I was an English major, so that didn't play into it. So anyway, with this being in limbo, I did things that were not focused on the future really at all. So I worked farm labor. I lived in Yosemite for 3 months and just used it as a place to backpack out into the wilderness, and had a great time doing that. And went to Northern California and visited friends up there, and worked at the can plant making tin cans, making good money that I could then take time and do other things. I actually went into Volunteers in Service to America and spent a little bit of time in Colorado with that. But the training was really regimented, and really it seemed more militaristic than what I had expected. And so I ended up dropping out of that and just stayed in Denver for a while. It was right around March that I hitchhiked back from Colorado. And then in April, that's when I got my draft notice. And it was sometime right in that area where anybody who was 19 years old or who had a deferment up to then was thrown into the lottery, and they picked the day of the year by number and date. And so mine ended up being, you know, 108 or something like that. So I mean, everybody knew that up to, you know, 200 or whatever during that time frame was going to be drafted at some point.